This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM, and as we do every single time during the week at this time in the week, Rob, I need to get that. I always mess that part up. I need to figure out how we say that every single time at No, I'm going to have to sit and think about it. The point is that we have Rob Hutchinson. He is on the line. He is joining us. He is from Dear South Africa, and he is talking to us about Parliament. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing very well at this Monday morning at this time.
Done. Very, I'm glad to hear it. Now, Rob, every single week we play this new game that we have. The game is called Do We Have a Budget or Don't We? Yes. And last week we weren't sure. And this week I'm happy to report that we're still not sure. Yes. We have a half a budget. We have a budget statement. But no one's really sure if that actually equals a budget. Let's talk about that for a second. So last week, the finance minister, Enoch Godongwana, stood up. He said, we're still raising VAT, but not as much as you thought. And the DA said, yes, that's correct, because we're not raising it at all. And that was after the speech. So we have the government who says it has a speech. We have the DA saying we don't. Who's right? Who's wrong? What's the process? Can the government just put the budget down anyway? Do they have to vote for it? What is going on and how does it work?
Nobody really knows, Benji. You're actually 100% correct on that score. But yeah, the process is that they have to debate it. It has to go through the whole parliamentary discussions, deliberations, and so on. The DA have stated, not just the DA, but a few other parties have stated that they will not be supporting the budget unless a few amendments are made, particularly to value-added tax, to VAT. I think it's actually I think it's 201 seats of the 400 that have actually said they won't support the budget as it is. So it's the majority in Parliament, which poses some problems for the Minister of Finance in terms of increasing the VAT by 1%. But they still have to go through all the deliberations, and then they do take a vote, and the vote will happen in around May. And once it's approved in May, then the VAT and everything else that the minister said, it changes to that will be enforced as well. There are some changes that have already been put through, just a few amendments on a couple of other bills, to carbon tax regulations and other casino tables and so on, which have already been drafted. They're already out for comment. But it's just minor amendments to it, and no VAT increases on the table just yet. But as I said, it will be voted on and approved in May. But it'll be an interesting time up until then. You mentioned there that do we have a budget or don't we have a budget? Well, it's up to the GNU, the Government of National Unity, to decide on that. And the problem is now we're facing quite a disagreement within the government, which might see a split. There's rumours of a split, and then I saw a statement this morning from a few economists and analysts that say that there won't be a split. The DA will still stay part of the government. But we'll see. Up until May, there'll be an interesting April for sure.
Let's just talk about the buffalo in the room for a second here, Rob. What happens if you can't pass the budget? In America you have this thing called a government shutdown where they just don't run the government for a while. I can't see that working so well, or I don't even know if we have a system like that. So does it, in some countries, for example, not being able to pass the budget is grounds for a new election. But I'm not sure that we have that system either. So if it got to a point where the ANC was like, we have to have that, everyone else said we don't, and they just can't pass the budget, what is the actual provision for that in our system?
Well, there is no provision at the stage, because the final decider is a democratic vote within Parliament. So it'll all be based on that vote. Of the 400 seats that do sit in Parliament, if 201 say no, then the budget won't be passed as it stands, which means it will have to be amended again, and will have to be once again voted into place. And they'll continue going through the voting process until it is actually approved. Which, as you said, does pose a bit of a problem because it might bring the entire country to a standstill. But they will more than likely just keep the previous budget proposals and regulations and everything in place until the new budget is put into place. But as you've seen in the past, in Parliament, ANC tends to get what the ANC wants. And so the margins are so slim. So the chances are the budget will go in the ANC's favor anyway. All they have to do is sway a few of the smaller parties to vote in tandem with themselves.
The problem that they have, though, is that literally every party on the spectrum has said, I think with exception of the IFP maybe, has said that they don't want a VAT increase, which includes some of the people who, if the ANC wanted to go around the DA, for example, and appeal to the EFF or the MK, they're the most vigorous about this VAT thing. So there actually is, it's a real problem for the ANC if they want to get this through. As you say, unless they are able to get an IFP or an Action SA or something like that through the door, which would be, I think, quite bad for those parties politically. It's a real hot potato.
It definitely is. It definitely is. Unless you have individuals within those parties that will vote in against the party or won't toe the party line, which is always a possibility. You know, it's easier to influence an individual rather than an entire party. And like I said, we have 400 individuals that sit on the seats there and 400 votes. And it's only the DA, DA, the MK party, the EFF, and the Freedom Front Plus, and there's three other smaller parties that make up 201. It's only those that have said so far that they will oppose it. And that's only 201 out of the 400. So it's an extremely narrow margin that the ANC will have to overcome. And again, it's influencing those parties that hold one or two seats. That'll sway the vote. But who knows? Maybe the ANC will come to their senses. But again, I think we're in for a rather interesting time. It's no man's land. We're treading into unknown territory at this stage.
Treading into unknown territory. But first, we have to tread into some commercials here on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is the New Blue Review.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. Rob, one thing which literally actually whilst we were discussing came through, apparently Parliament's digital team is investigating a hacking incident involving its YouTube and X accounts, where on Saturday a post falsely claimed that the president was endorsing a cryptocurrency token. Have you seen anything about that?
Yeah, I saw the media article this morning. Your guess is as good as mine. It's really convenient to say that it was hacked when somebody puts out something that shouldn't have been put out. But yeah, I have my doubts as to whether the account was hacked or social media was hacked. I did notice Parliament's website was a bit dodgy this morning, was down in some areas. But I don't believe the rumors of a hack. Really.
Someone,
and what's endorsing? It's certainly not Dogecoin.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Some other kinds. All right, so past the hack. Rob, anything else that we should be worried about coming out of Parliament besides the budget in this week?
Well, there's a few changes to regulations, particularly on health and safety regulations for the construction industry. This is comes across as a few incidents that happened in the construction industry. There's been a few building collapses and so on. I think there was one down in George that was quite severe quite recently, claiming the lives of quite a few people. Mostly of them were immigrants and illegal immigrants into South Africa. And so there's a whole brand new set of health and safety regulations which define areas such as immigration, illegality of workers, and they apply to the clients and the architects and the construction people, as well as the staff and laborers as well. Probably well needed, more tighter regulations on that to prevent that. There's also a set of new amendments to liquor product regulations, which regulate these regulations that actually haven't been changed since 1990. So it's an update on some quite old regulations that regulates sugar alcohol sugar and alcohol content in alcoholic drinks, color, flavors, and aroma, origin of certain alcoholic drinks, and packaging and labeling. It strikes me as a stronger move towards the same kind of regulations that have been placed on the tobacco industry. And this comes along with Minister Godongwana's announcement in the budget speech of increase in tobacco and alcohol taxes. All coming together while the minister's pushing up and looking for more revenue from alcohol and tobacco. The other departments and the other ministries are looking to minimize the sales of such products. Kind of counterproductive and typical of government, isn't it?
Well, there you go. And something confusing as ever, Robert. So if people want to have a look at that, they can go to dearsouthafrica.co.za and comment.
Absolutely. There's quite a few campaigns that are live there right now. And please go have your say, take control of your democracy and make a change.
Well, there you go. Indeed, we will. Brings us to the end of the show for today. Thank you to Rob for joining us. Thank you to the whole team who puts the show together. Craig, who pushes all the big red buttons. Vusi is on the sound. And to you, dear listener, who joins us every single week, to do join us again next week on the New Blue Review.